Today, we will be reading Matthew 14, 22 through 36. Before we begin reading, let's pray. Father God, I pray that you would speak to our hearts today. Lord, teach us about you. Help us see you. Help us see Jesus in a new way. Lord, I pray that you would open our hearts to receive your word, and then help us to apply it and live it, that we would be doers of your word and not only hearers. Lord, we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Matthew chapter 14, verses 22 through 36. Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side, while he dismissed the crowd. After he had dismissed them, he went up on a mountainside by himself to pray. Later that night, he was there alone, and the boat was already a considerable distance from land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage, it is I. Don't be afraid." "Lord, if it's you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and, beginning to sink, cried out, "Lord, save me!" Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You of little faith," he said, "why did you doubt?" And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." When they had crossed over, they landed at Gennesaret. And when the men of that place recognized Jesus, they sent word to all the surrounding country. People brought all their sick to him and begged him to let the sick just touch the edge of his cloak, and all who touched it were healed. Okay, today we have the story of Jesus walking on the water. Now, this is a very unusual miracle that we don't see other people do, but it is once again showing who Jesus is, showing us that Jesus is truly God, that he is able to do things that no one else can do. There are several lessons that I think we can learn from this. First, just looking at what Jesus was doing. Yesterday, we saw Jesus feeding the 5,000 people, but this had come at the end of a very long and difficult and probably emotional day. Jesus had found out that John the Baptist had been beheaded. He had already gone away by himself to pray, but all the people had followed him. And so, when he saw them, instead of sending them away, he cared for them. He invested his time into them. He healed them. He had compassion. He even ended up feeding them with a miracle. But now, once again, he sends his disciples away, dismisses the crowd, and then he's by himself. And when he's alone, he goes up a mountain to pray. He doesn't crash and decide to sleep. Instead, he goes to pray. He spends time praying to God, probably asking God for help, for direction, for strength. And so he is up there, and it says later that night he was alone, and the boat was a considerable distance from shore. So he is up on the mountain praying, and the disciples are out alone in the boat. Now, at dawn, just before dawn, Jesus walks to them on the water. This is after probably having been praying all night. But he walks on the water as if it's a floor. Now, apparently, the waves are very bad because the wind is against them. And so there are lots of waves, so it's not just a calm, flat surface. He is walking across a very wavy surface, but he's staying on top of the water, his feet walking on the water like it's a wavy floor. And so it's no wonder when the disciples see him, they're very afraid. They think he is some kind of ghost or evil spirit that's walking towards them. And so he tells them, "Don't be afraid, it's me." Now, Peter does something very unusual. He says, "If it's really you, tell me to come to you." And Jesus says, "Come." And so then Peter gets out of the boat and actually begins to walk in the water. Peter does it as well. And he has faith. But then he starts to look around him and he begins to sink. To me, the story of Peter walking on the water is a beautiful picture of what happens in my life so often. First, I am very often afraid to take a risk. I want to be safe inside the boat. I don't want to take the risk and get out and walk towards Jesus. Sometimes in life, it is easier just to stay somewhere that is safe and secure than it is to get out and take a chance. But the miracles happen when we have faith. But the second thing that this makes me think of is there are times when life is very difficult, and there are waves and storms in my life. And when I take my eyes off of Jesus and begin to look more at the waves, more at the storm, more at the problem in my life than I am looking at Jesus, then is that's when we fall. That's when we begin to sink. But when Peter was focused on Jesus, when he was not looking at the waves, he was walking on water as well when he had faith. And that's why Jesus says to him, "Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt?" He took his eyes off of Jesus, saw the waves and the storm, and began to doubt, and that's why he sank. But Jesus was there, and Jesus reached out and caught him and pulled him back up, and they both returned to the boat. Jesus is there. God is there for us in the middle of our problems. And so we can trust him. Even though things seem very wavy or stormy in our lives, God's there with us. And so the applications today, first, are to be like Jesus. Take time out of our lives and our day to pray. When we're exhausted, take time to pray. When we are needing strength and guidance and direction, take time to pray. And it is that prayer that gives Jesus strength to continue. But then also, with his disciples, I think remembering that God is there in the storm. Keep our eyes focused on Jesus alone, and he will pull us through it. He will reach out his hand and help us walk through those difficult times. Let's pray. Lord God, I pray that you would just lead us and guide us today. Lord, as we spend some time today praying and talking to you, Lord, grow that part of our lives. Help us to be men of prayer, women of prayer. Help us to be people that pray like you prayed. Lord, as we at some point in our lives encounter storms, help us to trust you. Help us not to be afraid by the waves, but to keep our eyes on you, keep our faith strong, and not doubt that you will come through, that you are there with us in the storm. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.